Thank you, Nancy. We're going to move to our open forum. This portion of the meeting is designated for public comment on petitions, proposals, and other items of interest not on the agenda. With that, we'll throw it back over to our Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have several folks that are signed up for this. They kind of cover everything that is on the schedule, so in no particular order, I'm just going to go with the way that these are happen to be laid out. Again, I'd ask you to hold your comments to 3 minutes, just to be respectful of everyone's time and the commission's time. The first person that I have is Dean Rose from Newcastle, Wyoming. Dean?
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Dean Rose. I'm from Newcastle, Wyoming, and I'm here to talk about the one-day fishing license. I see a lot of people that come to the hills.
Could I just have you sit so our folks that are listening online can hear you? Thank you.
I see a lot of people come to the hills that may only have one day with their child, or one day with a significant other or something, to be able to fish. And by taking that away, and with our nation's economy the way it is today, that price increase to go into the three-day with the habitat, I see that kind of being something that would maybe keep people from doing that. There's a lot of people that come to the hills to enjoy the fishing, and they may only have the one day, and they don't have a lot of money. I mean, everybody can agree our times are tough right now. So going from a $16 to $63, $67, whatever it is, for one day with my son, I could see that being a burden and something that I would probably not do because I don't have the money to do that. So I think that one day needs to just stay a one day with the $16, and maybe there's another way to recoup that money as far as the habitat stamp that's not adjoined to that. I guess that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you.
Next up is Sean Burns. Bunes? Sean, your handwriting is about as good as mine, so yeah. Please introduce yourself.
Welcome.
I am Sean Burns, Black Hills Fishing Guide. I'm pushing the wrong one there. All right, there we go. I just wanted to address also the one-day fishing license. The system we've got right now seems to be working fairly well. I've had, I'm not even sure what my numbers were this year, probably close to 300, 360 day use hours or day use customers. Several of them expressed gratitude that they didn't have to make extra purchases. I did notice a little bit of a shift this year in how things kind of operated. Most of the time I've gotten whole families, threes and fours. A lot. Oftentimes this year I noticed I'd get one parent, one child, while the other parent and another child went and did some hiking or something. So people are starting to back off a little bit on the spending, and I think an increase in the fishing license would actually decrease the amount of customers that would be interested, and, you know, overall. I think most states do have a one-day option, and I think South Dakota would be good to just keep in that one-day option. You know, one of the things that's a little bit different for us in the hills, you know, we've done a really great job with stocking. The size of the fish are getting bigger, but we're still more of an incidental fishery than a destination fishery in some aspects. You know, we're most of our fish, like on Sheridan, are going to be anywhere between 14 and 18 inches. People aren't sitting back in January going, man, I can't wait to get to South Dakota to catch them 15-inch trout. So we've got to kind of have our ducks in a row. A lot of the people that I get are people that are here on vacation and looking for something to do. They're not calling in January looking to make a reservation for July. So I think it's really important that they have that option. Like Dean had mentioned, that difference between $16 and $70, or what, you know, I'm not sure what the exact numbers are, but it'll definitely be a determinant for some people. So that's all I've got. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Burns.
Next, we have Patrick Weimer, Spearfish.
Welcome.
Afternoon. We're becoming pretty acquainted lately. I'm Patrick Weimer with the South Dakota Houndsman Association. I guess we put a petition out there that we would like to see non-residents being able to harvest raccoons within South Dakota. Currently, it's kind of a gray area. I've been told by some game wardens that, yeah, you can go with and accompany, but they can't harvest. There's lots of other issues with that. We would like to see a cut and dry ruling on this, just so people don't have to ask questions, that type of stuff. Currently, competition coonhound competitions are actually a pretty big thing in other states and not necessarily in ours because of this ruling. Kentucky actually used to hold the world finals for the coonhound competitions, and they said since moved that to Illinois, they lost $3.5 million in revenue because of this. A lot of people overlook hounds, and it looks like it's not like a big deal or whatever, but there's a lot of people that enjoy this, and I think allowing this rule would let non-residents come into South Dakota to compete in these events. And during these events, they're not even a hunting event. I mean, they're a hunting event, but you're not going to kill a raccoon. But in order to hold these events, we still have to go under the hunting rules. With that, we can't have out-of-state involvement right now. I know there's some clubs up in North Dakota, and in the last year, they've had numbers of involvement from seven different states. We have some smaller clubs within South Dakota, more East River in the, I believe Hudson has a coon hunting club, and they run into the issue that they can't have that out-of-state involvement. They go out to Illinois and Iowa and up to North Dakota and that type of stuff, but they're unable to hold those events with the numbers of people we would like to see in South Dakota because we cannot pursue raccoon with the aid of hounds from a non-resident. So I guess that's what I'm getting at, is we would like to see that implemented. We've talked with some trappers and that type of stuff, and having the one coon per hunt limit, I mean, I guess that kind of lets you guys know that we're not doing this because we want them to come take a commodity from anybody else. It's been stated many times that a lot of these people will travel for just having that ability for one. You know, it's not about the hunt or I guess the harvest of the raccoon, but the ability to work your dogs and compete in these competitions that we are trying to bring back. There's currently one in Rapid City that has kind of been dismantled, and there's guys around here that are trying to get that to come back as well with UKC and PKC, and I guess we would just like to see this move through pretty easily. I don't think it's a big ask as houndsmen go, and that's about what I got to say.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go online. Cole Holmrath. Cole, are you online? Cole? We'll hang on to Cole for a minute here. We'll go to Jeremy Wells from Sturgis, South Dakota.
Welcome.
Hi, Madam Chair, Secretary Robley, Commissioners. I just want to touch base a little more on the Jeremy Wells, President of the Houndsman Association. Sorry. Touch a little more on the coon hunting deal, of the opportunities it would open up for the competition hunts and stuff in South Dakota. So going back, I know years ago they used to have these hunts. Mr. Hagen had them over in the Sioux Falls area. His last hunt that he ever had was actually crashed by a game warden that wrote several tickets to out-of-state hunters that were, and all they were doing was pursuing. In the night hunt deal, you don't actually kill any coons anyways. The dogs might catch them, but So there was a lot of tickets wrote. That was the last competition hunt they ever had. So just the opportunities would open up there. We have dog trials as well. We try to do everything with just a hide, so we stay away from that. But that would open more doors for us too as our association, because we get a lot of Wyoming, Nebraska, Idaho. We get a lot of out-of-state support. So the one coon deal, we've talked to some of the trapping clubs. They support it. It's the coon prices, hide prices are in the dumps anyways. And then the family opportunities there with the family members. You know, you get out-of-state families that want to come and just walk by in the dogs. You might get a kid that wants to shoot a coon out of the tree. You know, I mean, just more opportunities there. That's about all I have. So.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wells.
Thank you.
Next up online, Gene Perro from Britain. Gene, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead and introduce yourself and go ahead. Yep, we can hear you great.
Yeah. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Gene Perro. I'm from Britain, South Dakota. I lived in North Dakota prior to moving to South Dakota 23 years ago. I am a past president of North Dakota Coon Hunters Association that has been holding UKC competitive hunts for over 50 years. The laws here in South Dakota are such that out-of-state hunters are not allowed to come here to hunt coon, but are allowed to come here to hunt other small game, big game, birds, fish, etc. The vast majority of out-of-state houndsmen will be coming here to hunt in UKC and PKC competition hunts and trials. The UKC organized hunts do not allow firearms. Therefore, the raccoons are ran and treed and left to run another day. It is all about whose dog is the quickest to run and tree the raccoon. It is more about sportsmanship and camaraderie and seeing whose dog can get the most coons treed in the timed hunt. I personally have friends and family, including my grandchildren, who would love to come here and go coon hunt with Grandpa and his hounds. I ask you to consider changing the law so as to allow out-of-state hunters come here and enjoy the great state of South Dakota, bringing with them revenue for food, license, gas, and lodging. Looks like a win-win to me. Thank you for your consideration. That'll be it.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene. Next up online, Julie Anderson from Rapid City, South Dakota.
Can you hear me?
We sure can. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City. I'm opposing petition number 203, non-resident raccoon hunting with hounds. This petition is another by what is amounting to a list of petitions filed by the South Dakota Houndsmen Association or members of this group. Their petitions rarely get denied, only delayed as with the Mountain Lion petition, and all the commission members always pledge their support for hound hunting before they comment on these petitions. This latest one asks the commission to open the opportunity to hunt with non-resident friends and family who also enjoy the sport of raccoon hunting with hounds, with a limit of one raccoon harvested per day per licensed hunter. I would like to read a short excerpt of a family member taken on one such hunt. The excerpt is a memory of someone whose, quote, father took me along a raccoon hunt with a group of his buddies. The relentless mob of hunters and their trained dogs ended up chasing this trembling innocent up a tree where she fearfully struggled to climb as high as possible, understandably frightened for her life, as she attempted to cling to the ever-narrowing tree trunk, the dogs wildly baying all the while from down below. Rifles were raised and gunfire ensued. There was to be no escape from the stinging bullets that pierced her body high in those branches that dark night. As she fell to the ground near where I was huddled in my own disbelief and horror, I remember crying while staring into her fading eyes as her warm blood soaked the ground and the hounds and humans closed in. I will never be able to erase this disturbing nightmare from my memory. Hound hunting is cruel, unnecessary, not a sport, and this commission has already sanctioned the killing of over 188,000 raccoons in their Nest Predator Bounty program. Hound hunting affects other wildlife, notably deer, especially young deer, and expand deer home range sizes as deer expend extra energy to distance themselves from hounds. This will also be a factor once this commission okays the hound hunting of mountain lions throughout the Black Hills. The objection to hound hunting has been documented in the public comment section of every meeting, and yet only passing reference, if any at all, is ever given to people who oppose these petitions. All of these petitions affect public land and wildlife, which by right should include all South Dakotans, not just special interest groups of South Dakota game, fish, and parks. So I again ask this commission to deny petition number 203, to deny the expansion of hound hunting, this time to non-residents, as it is cruel, unnecessary, unethical, and inhumane. If they are going to not kill these animals, then they should not have harvesting in the wording of this petition. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Next up online, Nancy Hilding.
Hello, I'm here. Can you once again let me know when I'm two-thirds of the way through my testimony?
We will.
So I'm Nancy Hilding. I'm the president of Prairie Hills Audubon Society, and I'm speaking on behalf of the society. We are opposed to hound hunting of raccoons, wolves, coyotes, lions, whatever. Okay, and if I have time, I'll get into reasons for that, but I'm going to start with technical stuff. Okay, the South Dakota Codified Law 126.13 requires that a petition for rulemaking identify the identification of any rule thought to be repealed. All right, so the petitioner failed to identify the number of the rule, which I don't blame them. It's hard to figure out Game, Fish, and Parks' rule. I had to contact staff to get the number of the rule, which I got, and it's 4108.01.12. Okay, if you actually read what it says at the end, it restricts non-resident hunting of raccoons from March 16th through November 30th, which means they can't hunt them in the summer. The raccoons could be giving birth on March 16th or even March 1st. But at any rate, and it says that the non-resident may use a dog as an aid in the taking of a raccoon. I'm going to repeat that and read it again. No non-resident may use a dog as an aid in the taking of a raccoon. Now, in Wyoming, taking is defined to include pursuit, but in South Dakota it isn't. In South Dakota, hunting is defined to include pursuit. So the way I see your current existing law, this is not precluding non-residents during the time period, through November through March 16th, from going along on a hunt as long as they are not taking a raccoon. So this, okay.
One minute, Nancy.
What?
1 minute.
All right. And so I want to repeat what Julie said. They keep talking about how they're just going to be chasing them. This is just pursuit. It's not actually taking. Well, Mr. Wimmer submitted a petition on pursuit for lions in September. He knows how to write a petition to be about pursuit. This petition is about harvesting. It is not about just pursuit. And we object to this concept of all of these people chasing after them. Okay, we want to point something else out to you.
10 seconds, Nancy.
I don't have any time. There's a statute that 4117.8.1 any person who permits a dog to run at large in a state park is guilty of a class 2 misdemeanor. You have statute telling the commission to let them hunt hounds by hounds in Custer State Park.
But, wrap it up, Nancy.
So at any rate, with the exception of mountain lions in Custer State Park, you're not allowed to hunt on dogs let loose running around. This activity would be outlawed on parks. So we oppose it. Thank you. And we think that...
Thank you, Nancy.
We submitted 5 petitions on...
Thank you, Nancy. Next up, we have Zach Hunke online.
Hello, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. It's a pleasure. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yes.
Great. I'm going to be pretty short and brief this afternoon. I'm from Watertown, South Dakota. I'm representing the South Dakota Wildlife Federation. We would like to voice our support for the department's efforts thus far on the airport project. We would also like to voice our support for the department's efforts in regards to the non-resident one-day fishing license. We feel like in many cases, it's the cheapest part of a person's experience here in South Dakota. And we also feel like we offer world-class opportunity. And so we would like to support the department on those two things, including now the Lake Byron Land Exchange. That seemed like a very reasonable offer. And we would like to wish everybody a happy fall and happy hunting. It's a great time to be in South Dakota, so hopefully everybody gets in the field. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Next up online is Steve Sisman from Platte, Nebraska. Steve, are you with us? We'll hang on to Steve till the end. Next up, Lissa Bruzelius from Pier.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair and Commission. My name is Lissa Bruzelius. I am the Executive Director for South Dakota Missouri River Tourism, and I am speaking today about the the one-day non-residential fishing license. I'm here to represent the people and businesses along the Missouri River and the surrounding towns who are very concerned about the negative impact this will have on their fishing-centered communities. Our people get a lot of traffic from non-residents with the one-day licenses. By and large, these one-day license holders are new to fishing and want to try it out. They are normally here for more than just fishing. They're visiting family, here for work, traveling around the state to other attractions. They've only got 1 or 2 days to fish. One-day licenses makes this accessible for this audience. According to the data shared in September, the majority of non-resident one-day fishing licenses for the past 3 years has been single purchasers of one license for 1 year. In 2022, single purchasers were 65% of one-day license buyers. This year, January to July, they were 67%. That's more than half of this customer base only interested in one-day fishing trips. Eliminating this choice will give that 67% cohort a 31% increase in cost. Our guides who talk to these customers every single week believe they will be turned off by such an increase. It certainly won't encourage more people to try out fishing in our state. No one wants to pay for more days than they will actually use, and compared to other states, our base rates are already higher. We offer fewer options, deals, and discounts to non-residents than Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and North Dakota. If we want to keep and grow that non-resident base, we need to keep our options open. For example, when
the non-resident fishing family license was removed in 2022. There was a net loss revenue from the non-resident fishing license cohort. A small bump in annual one-day licenses did not make up for the loss from the non-residential family license from 2019 to 21, which brought in a yearly average of $569,120. Instead of eliminating this option entirely, one simple tweak is capping the one-day licenses, only allowing the same person to buy one or two for the year. We don't want to lose the numbers that we gained in 2021 or in 2020. We want to keep building our out-of-state audience, and we should avoid cutting off that 67% from accessible choice. The way forward is to expand the customer base by creating more options affordable and comparable to other states, attracting new customers, not punishing our current ones with steeply increased pricing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lissa. Online, do we have Mike Allen?
Yep, I'm here.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mike. 3 minutes.
I'm Mike Allen, assistant manager, partial owner of Allen's Missouri River Guide Service and Hillside Motel in Chamberlain. I am calling to oppose I'm calling to oppose that one-day fishing license of you guys eliminating it. We feel that will impact 30% of our guide and outfitter business, which also will impact restaurants, gas stations, grocery stores, you name it, campgrounds. A lot of our customers come in, they drive in from Sioux City, Iowa, drive in from northwestern Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, they're right across the border. They have one day to come in. So if they bring a family in of four people and they're all over 18, for one day, you're increasing their cost, $4,200 for that one day. That's not for the fishing part, that's just to get here. You have a corporation come in, they bring in 20 people, they pay for all the licenses, you're looking at an extra $800 in costs on one day. Now, these other businesses and families have other options. They all can move. If we increase our licenses from a one day to that 3 day license, these people may or may not come. I prefer to see the ones that are borderline on money will not come. My proposal would be to raise that 1 day license to $24 or $25 per day. That would sure compensate what you think your loss is in the habitat stamp of $25. Again, we've strictly opposed this. We think that we want to keep people coming to South Dakota. We don't want it to have people going to somewhere else. So that is all I have for today. Thanks a lot for letting me speak at your meeting.
Thanks, Mike. Any chance you've got Gary there with you?
Yep, hang on.
All right.
Hang on here. Let me get the... We shut off your Zoom meeting for a second. Here we go. Okay. Can you see us?
Yeah.
No, but we can hear you.
Did we lose him?
Mike or Gary, either one of you available? Maybe we'll give Gary a second. Is Cole Holmrast?
Cole's had trouble messaging me, whenever he couldn't get his to unmute or something the first time. If he's up there, you're about to click on him, and he should be on the phone, possibly. Just send him the number to call.
Hello?
Who we got?
Hello?
Is that Cole?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hello?
We can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Sorry. Yes, this is Cole Homrath.
Go ahead, Cole. Introduce yourself. You've got 3 minutes.
Hello, I'm Cole Homrath. I live about 8 miles north of the South Dakota border and about 16 miles from Britton, South Dakota. And I am in favor of the petition to allow non-resident coon hunting. To me, it's not so much for the harvest, which I think one is an acceptable number, but it's just to be able to get together with friends from South Dakota and come and enjoy fellowship and run our dogs together and not just have them come up here to North Dakota if they want to come and run with us, which we allow. And just to make a rule that is clear to out-of-staters like myself, that on how and what is allowed down there with out-of-state dogs. That is all. Thank you for your time, and I really hope you guys pass this.
Okay, thank you, Cole. We're going to take one more shot at Gary Allen. Gary, are you available? Gary, you there?
Hey, I got you down to mine. Mike Allen, can he talk on mine?
Is it? This is Gary.
No, that's Mike. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Go ahead. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
This is Gary Allen from Chamberlain, South Dakota, right around the Allen's Guide Service and Hillside Motel and a bait shop here in Chamberlain. And I want you to know we are strongly, strongly against raising the licenses for the one-day license in South Dakota. We have a lot of fishermen come in here that shore fish. We got people that come in here and spend time on the banks that come in here and fish just one day. They'll never fish it for $67. So what we're strongly against the fact that you would raise this permit for people that want to come in and only fish for one day. To give an example, in the Black Hills, all these people that come out in the Black Hills and fish on Sheridan Lake, Pactola, Deerfield, they come in, a lot of them buy a one-day license to fish one day, a husband and wife. And it costs them approximately $170, $140 to do this, fairly close to that, for a one-day license to go sit on the bank. That's not right. That's not the South Dakota way to have people come into South Dakota and visit our state on that high price of a license. Another example would be on the eastern part of South Dakota, up where the people ice fish. We got several groups of ice fishermen that come into eastern South Dakota that come out on a one-day fishing trip, and they come out to fish just one day. All right, to spend $67 to fish one day, it's not even in the books. It'd be a big mistake for the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to let this pass on a $67 license fee to fish one day. We have a lot of people here in Chamberlain that fish on the shores, people all over the state of South Dakota, not just Chamberlain, that come out and they want to go with their family. They meet relatives they meet here in South Dakota. They want to go fishing, even if it's on the Jim River and here in South Dakota. And they would have to spend $67 to buy a license for them to go out and set on the Jim River to catch bullheads, which is something they want to do with their family as they're there on a vacation. I think the South Dakota State Game Fish and Parks should take a real strong look at this on a statewide issue and take a look at what's going on and how what the impact this would have on people that really enjoy coming out to South Dakota. Friendly atmosphere, great place to fish, great place to hunt, and the great outdoors of South Dakota, to try and charge them $67 for a license to fish for one day. Now, this is basically all I've got to say about it, but I think that there's a big mistake. I think, as far as I'm concerned, today when this meeting's over, that this should be tabled and this whole thing should be thrown completely out. It's not even in the books for South Dakota Game Fish and Parks to put this into the issue of a $67 fishing license for a one day for an individual from out of state to come in. So that's all I've got to say about it. And I think I hope the meeting goes well for you, and I appreciate you letting me get on to talk.
Thank you, Gary.
I'm done.
Thank you, Gary. That concludes all of the folks that we had signed up. Do we have anyone in the room that didn't get a chance to speak at the open forum? Do we have anyone online that intends to speak on the open forum? If not, Madam Chair, I think that concludes the open forum.
All right, very good.